So thank you for so kind, patient, and so polite. I think you are waiting for listen to my Chinese English, but no, I will speak English with Yorkshire accent. The first time, 12 years ago, when my first time come to UK at King's Cross Station, I told the people in the station, I will go buy a ticket to Huddersfield. They corrected me, Huddersfield. Because Neil Charlesworth and Helen Charlesworth told me, speak with me some Yorkshire accent. This morning I watched BBC News. So many houses in Huddersfield have been empty because more and more people moved out. I think Neil Charlesworth, you have something to say. You have closed down your printing factory there. Is really?
Yeah.
This is correct.
It's correct. Okay.
I didn't get up to watch the news this morning. I'm very tired now. So
they moved their business to Beijing. Okay. So no printing factory here, maybe only digital, only CrossRiff or DOIs. I'll be very quickly. If I speak more than 10 minutes, you guys can point to, not me, to that side. So it's an overview of Chinese book publishing. We have so many publishing houses. So we have changed a lot in the past 30 years, but for the publishing industry, we haven't changed so much. So some publishing houses will be regarded as the central, which before was under the central government. So, and also we have some provisional level. But now the things have been changing. Some central publishers now go abroad, and some local publishers, they can do business nationwide or worldwide. The titles were published last year. I don't know if it's easy to have the investigation or the survey how many books or journals published in UK last year or America last year. But in China, it's very easy because the central government have the control of the number of the book titles and also the journal titles. You see, this is the books by Chinese standard book number. You see, from the top, we also publish so many books about Marxism. It's in China, in most Chinese universities, it's a kind of academy. It's not political. And periodicals, we have nearly 10,000, almost more than 7,000 can be called scholarly. The difference between Chinese journal publishing and Western publishing, we don't have so many publishers to do the business for the journal publishing. So you can see we have, in China, we have a term for sponsorship. So those journals are in different organizations, research institutes, societies, or universities. So these journals are owned by this kind of organizations. Also, we have very strict policy on the journal publishing. So if you want to publish a new journal, you want to have the new title, you have to apply to the ministry and then to to the general administration of press and publication. So we have to reform this. I have very big news to announce today. So there's second Chinese here in this room. Oh, maybe not. Another one, Hong Kong from Singapore. Tomorrow we will have a new leader for the Chinese Communist Party. Very early, I think it's in the morning of Thursday. So we hope we can have some new face and new approach to the cultural and the journal and book publishing. So some girls will have to be big. As I mentioned before, so many journals organized, owned by the different organizations. So each organization for the journal publishing is very small and scattered. So we have to concentrate. Yes, from last year, we have a new policy on the journal publishing. And also from last year, I changed my job to Tsinghua University Press. So we have more and more journal titles, but not more enough. And also we will have some new titles in the coming years. Also, we can be the publisher for different titles from inside China or maybe some years later from outside China. I just gave you some cases of the Crossref and DOI uses. This journal is co-publishing with Springer, so we have their DOI suffix prefix. Yes, I just answer some questions. The templates, almost are they say very useful or good. I have to, because I'm invited by Crossref. Yes, some benefits from that. So especially for the small journals, not very influential to the world, so we can be linked. The haze increased. This journal not cooperated with any other foreign publishers, so we can have some cross with the reference link. It's a new journal, only have 2 years old. Yes, these two journals also published by Tsinghua University Press and cooperate with Springer. So we have assigned DOIs with them. So very useful. This is a survey from the editors. Again, Chinese DOI. So I think in the past almost 2 days, we talk a lot of DOIs. I think most people talk about English DOIs. So in China, we have our own language. I think it's not fair. In UK, I have to speak English. In China, also, I have to speak English. Every time when Helen or Liu Charles come to Beijing, I have to speak English with them. So next time, maybe Chinese. So we have Chinese system for RA and also DOIs. The problems, as I mentioned, sometimes we are too small and the journals owned by different organizations. So we face some problems. We have to concentrate. It's my suggestions. We need more real journal publishers to be bigger, stronger, and also more international cooperation. More new technologies. I think all the standards or technologies invented or introduced by people here. And maybe more standards for writing, editing, and publishing. So thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.